SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
This year marks the 150th anniversary of the Morant Bay Rebellion. In today's program, we highlight what is being done to celebrate this milestone. And coming up later, our child safety feature. Welcome and thanks for your company. For the 150th anniversary of the Morant Bay Rebellion, the National Heritage Trust carried out major work at the Old Courthouse in the capital of St. Thomas. This included the erection of a wall of honor with the names of the over 400 persons who made the ultimate sacrifice for the freedom of our people. The statue of national hero Paul Bogle will also be re-erected as part of commemorative activities. For the commemoration, the St. Thomas Parish Council has been hosting a series of quarterly concerts at the Rudolph Elder Park. The first one featured the Jamaica Military Band.
And it was strategic because the Chief of Defense Staff is a son of St. Thomas. And we look back to see in 1865 the role of the military in the uprising. So it was strategic. That was very well received.
Secretary Manager of the St. Thomas Parish Council, Errol Green. The second concert on May 24 featured the police choir. This again was strategic, as the Jamaica Constabulary Force was actually born out of the Morant Bay Rebellion. Over 2,000 patrons supported that event.
Concerts have proved so popular that we've decided to take them out of Morant Bay, some of them out of Morant Bay. And on Father's Day, we're going to be having the NHT Chorale at the Seaforth Methodist Church.
Mr. Green says they have further commitments from the Nexus Group, a group out of Edna Manley College of the Visual and Performing Arts, as well as the Jamaica Constabulary Force Band. And the Parish Council will be putting on a concert at the Bath Botanical Gardens and one in Yalas. And over in the West, national hero and leader of the 1831 Christmas Rebellion, Samuel Sharp, was recently honored with a floral tribute and ceremony in Montego Bay. The national hero was among the more than 500 slaves who lost their lives for participating in Jamaica's first organized industrial action, commonly referred to as the Christmas Strike of 1831 and the Sam Sharp Rebellion. He was hanged on May 23, 1832. The abolition bill passed by the British Parliament in 1834 led to the end of slavery in 1838. The ceremony saw 5 bouquets being laid in honor of Sam Sharp and the girls, boys, men, and women who lost their lives during the rebellion.
The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, wants you to get compliant. If you have outstanding annual returns, want to remove your company from the register, or close your business name, take advantage of the COJ's 2-month amnesty. Access reduced fees on selected services. Remove companies in arrears for a flat fee of $10,000. File annual returns for $3,000 each, and close business names for only $2,000. And it gets better. All late fees and penalties are waived for annual returns. Stop the delinquency. Get compliant. Come in today. The Company's Office of Jamaica Amnesty, May 4 to June 30. Call 908-441-9224 for details.
By 2030, Jamaica hopes to have increased its ability to cope with natural and man-made hazards such as hurricanes and earthquakes. It is also working to reduce the loss of lives and property when these events occur. For more information, visit vision2030.gov.jm. And now for our Child Month tip.
Encourage your child to call home.
Let your child know that they must first call mommy or daddy if anything goes wrong, because you, their parents, care about them and want them to be safe. That tip was brought to you by the National Child Month Committee with sponsor Grace Kennedy. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. Remember to join us again as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels and for producer Casita Irving, I'm Lorraine Mendez. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.